This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. After weeks of speculation about her health, the Princess of Wales has announced she has cancer.
This, of course, came as a huge shock.
Princess Kate says she's in the early stages of preventative chemotherapy, and Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Princess Kate making the revelation in a new video released by BBC Studios. She says after having major abdominal surgery in January, doctors thought her condition was not cancerous.
The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present.
ABC News Royals contributor Victoria Murphy says the news has stunned the British.
Now we have a situation where we have both the King and the Princess of Wales being treated for undisclosed forms of cancer. It really is unprecedented, and it does have that very destabilizing effect.
Kate's announcement comes after weeks of speculation on social media about her whereabouts and health since she was hospitalized in January for that surgery.
We hope that you'll understand that as a family, we now need some time, space, and privacy while I complete my treatment.
The princess did not disclose what kind of cancer she is being treated for. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Utah is a hot spot for multiple sclerosis. People here, we have just learned, are more likely to have it than almost anywhere else in the country. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson with details.
Doctors at Intermountain Health are looking to understand why MS is more prevalent here, impacting one in every 300 people instead of one in every 600 or 700 like the rest of the country. Some of the factors they've pinpointed are a lack of vitamin D because of our climate and contracting human herpes virus number 4. Doctors also say genetically people of Northern European descent are more predisposed to trigger the autoimmune disease.
There are medications available to help people live with MS with a high quality of life, doctors say. The sooner you're diagnosed, the better the outcome. Meeting houses for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will continue to be a key part of disaster response planning for the Red Cross. The church gave the American Red Cross more than $7 million yesterday as the two organizations renewed their partnership, a connection that's been in place since the late 19th century. It's a waiting game, an American fork. The investigation into the house that exploded earlier this week continues. American Fork Battalion Chief Brandon Bouchard says it's still going to be about a week or two before they know exactly what happened. He says they do know that there is no threat to nearby homes. But
if people ever are concerned about gas leaking or any of that, we encourage them to call 911 and have us come out. You know, our firefighters, our hazmat teams have monitors that can detect the presence of that gas.
They still don't know if it was a gas leak that caused the explosion. Prosecutors have released new evidence in the case of Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrandt. The case files include written reports, audio recordings, video files, and images that document just how severe the child abuse really was. Among the documents, Frankie's journal. Here's KSL TV's Shelby Lofton.
In her journal, Frankie writes, she believed her children were under the influence of Satan. She writes, physical tasks were the cure. Her children were forced to do outside labor without shoes in the summer heat.
In another recording released today, we can hear Frankie calling the prosecution against her a witch hunt. The Idaho prison inmate who escaped this week appeared in court today with both of his alleged accomplices.
After breaking out of prison custody, Skylar Mead, along with his alleged accomplice Nicholas Umfenauer, are accused of killing two elderly men while out on the run, stealing weapons and vehicles, and at some point finding a second accomplice, Tanya Huber, who allegedly drove the car Mead was found in. Prosecutors saying in court that she drove over 100 miles an hour trying to avoid arrest.
Through neighborhoods in Twin Falls.
All three were given high bail amounts and remain in jail. Alex Stone, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 5:04. We have breaking news at KSL News Radio. We're just learning the bodies of two men missing from Blanding have been found.
The San Juan County Sheriff's Office says William Bull and Christopher Owens disappeared on a trip to Moab last month. Just over a week later, police say their roommate Charles Yu was arrested in connection to their disappearance and later charged with two counts of murder. The sheriff's office says they have recovered Bull and Owens' bodies and have notified their families. The office says no other information will be released at this time. Claire Scott, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:05. Now a KSL bracket update every 15 minutes. Here's Mark Jackson.
Jeff, sit down for this. Brackets Buster alert. This one a shocker. Yale, the Bulldogs, have just beaten Auburn 78-76 from Spokane. You should have seen it. If you know anyone who had Yale advancing in this tournament, congratulate them. They've done very well. Colorado also has just beaten the Gators. Not as much of an upset, but it still was a wild finish from Indianapolis this afternoon. Your bracket should be good if you had Colorado, if you had Yale, if you had Northwestern, Baylor, San Diego State, Marquette, Clemson, and UConn. If you got all them, your brackets are solid. With the KSL Brackets Update, I'm Mark Jackson.
KSL News Time, 5:05. Now, first look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Meese.
We have had some rain come through in parts of Salt Lake County, and we're already drying out. That may have contributed to an accident northbound I-15 at 3300 South. Those vehicles are now to the shoulder, but we do have delays back to Murray and Midvale. A crash in Utah County now pulling away. It had been blocking lanes of travel northbound I-15 after Center Street Orem, but we have stop-and-go backups there to East Bay. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
506, I'm still